Uyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Le vuka njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesithathu mhlaka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2019 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ababanga lethuba lokuthi baphendule lokho kuyisicelo samagqwetha enduna uNdiwele, ngokunjalo ke baza buyela bayehlala phansi babhale ngendlela efaneleyo baletha amaphepha abo.
Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamaNkwendiweni uzabuyela e-High Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi umahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail.
Lawo ngamanga enza ukuthi inhlanzi ziphume emanzini. Okokuqala, sonke siyakwazi ukuthi sivalelwe, iinkokheli zethu zabuya zaliswa ukuthi zingene.
Ibandla le-MDC lithi ingamanga imbiko yokuthi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale ukuzamazama phakathi kwalo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamaNkwendiweni uzabuyela njalo emthethwandaba we-High Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi umahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe ngesibambiso se-bail. Umahluli othetha lolu daba umnumzana Joseph Mabhikwa wehlulekile ukwahlulela izolo ngoba ubengaphiwanga isinqumo sikamantshi owethesa uNdiweni isigwebo sokupika okomnyaka owodwa olengxenye. UNdiweni wafunyanwa elecala lokubhidliza impahla yesinye isakhamuzi esibikwa sasisala ukulandela isinqumo senkundla yakhe. Umnumzana Ndiweni uqale ukupika eKhami Prison kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Emthethwandaba we-High Court uphikisa ukutholakala kwakhe elecala kanye lesigwebo asetheswayo. UChris Kande we-Studio 7 uxoxele sikhulumeli sehofisi yenkosi yesizwe samaNdebele, umnumzana Bulelani Lobhengula Khumalo, umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Sang baba lethuba lokuthi baziphendule lezo zinto bezibhalwe lapho, ababanga lethuba lokuthi baphendule lokho kuyisicelo samagqwetha enduna uNdiweni, ngokunjalo ke baza buyela bayehlala phansi babhale ngendlela efaneleyo baletha amaphepha abo bawase emagqwetheni enduna uNdiweni, bawase njalo enkantolo, kutsho khona ukuthi kusihlwa nje sebekwenzile khona lokho njengoba inkantolo ivumelane labo ibaphile ithuba lamagqwetha enduna uNdiweni aphikisana ngalaleso sicelo athe kuphela kumele kukhunjulwe ukuthi kujahekile ukuba kuthoniswe ibail. Ngakho-ke umthethwandaba uthe kumele kuthoniswe ke leso sicelo senduna esebail, wonke umuntu abathuthisi kunye lamagqwetha babe khona ngaleso sikhathi kwenziwe yonke into ngendlela efaneleyo.
Kuzokuthiwa izizathu zokuvalela induna enkantolo bezingabonakali izolo, kuliqiniso na?
Izizathu zokuvalelwa kukababa uMdladla singathi i-record ngesiNgisi ibilokhu ingakaprintwa ukuthi ivele isetshenziswe e-High Court, ibisasetshenzwa iyasi ziyatholakala ngolesihlanu yasiwa-ke kumajistrate ukuthi ahambe ayeyibona ayivume lokho kuthiwa yikusethifaya ukuthi iqondile abeseyisa e-High Court izolo. Konke lokho kakwenzakalanga njengokwesethembiso sakho ukuthi izabe isifikile emini ngo-2:30 emagqwetheni enduna uNdiwele. Iziyafika leyo rekhodi lezo zizatho ntambama ngo-past 4, kwenza ukuthi kubathuthisi bakahulumende zifike namhlanje ngo-10 lezo zizatho. Babathuthisi bakahulumende basebekhala-ke befike enkantolo enkulu ukuthi hhayi, thina izizathu ngikhona sizithole namhlanje asizilungiselelanga-ke, kasikwazanga ukuphendula. Ngakho sicela isikhathi ukuthi sikwazi ukuphendula silethe izizathu zethu ukuze icala lithethwe ngokulandelayo. Icala elithoniswayo kukhulunywa ngebheyili, isicelo sika baba uNdiweni ukuthi aphumele ngaphandle kusathoniswa icala ngobubanzi balo.
Ubona ngani induna ilethuba na lokuhlawuliswa ibail ithoniswe ingaphandle kwentilongo?
Thina njengozulu esikwaziyo ukuthi nqa ngabe kulecala umuntu lecala icala liyathoniswa ngendlela efaneleyo, nqa ngabe lecala icala liyathoniswa ngokomthetho welizwe olesikhalazo adlulele kuzinkantolo eziphezulu, yikho esikhuthaza abantu kuso sonke isikhathi ukuthi bakwenze. Nqa ngabe umuntu kungathoniswa kahle wangasuthiseki kuthoniswa enduneni kadlulisele kumagistrate court okungasuthisekanga kwe-magistrate court ye-high court kwe-supreme court kwe-constitutional court ngokunjalo. Asizisebenziseni zonke lezi nkantolo yonke le mthethwandaba ngendlela efaneleyo. Akula muntu ofanele avalele ukuthi adlulisele icala phambili, ngakho ke ikho esikukhuthazayo ukuthi kungaliwa phansi abantu abadlulisele amacala phambili.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube isikhulumeli se-ofisi yenkosi yamaNdebele, umnumzana Bulelani Lobengula Khumalo ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kusenjalo ibandla le-MDC selilandule imbiko ethulwe ngamaphephandaba kahulumende ethi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomkhokheli waleli bandla umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale inkulumo ngoba ezinye iziphathamandla esezike zabotshwa zikhonona ngokuthi kungani uChamisa ehambe wayabona uNdiweni yena engazange ayezibona ngesikhathi lazo zibotshiwe. Umnumzana Chamisa wethekelele uNdiweni ekhami ngomgqibelo. Umgcini sihlalo we-MDC unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ongomunye weziphathamandla zaleli bandla ezibotshwe ngamacala atshiyeneyo kunsukwana ezedluleyo uthi ingamanga limbiko.
Lawo ngamanga amanga enza ukuthi inhlanzi ziphume emanzini. Okokuqala, sonke siyakwazi ukuthi sivalelwe, inkokheli zethu zabuya zaliswa ukuthi zingene zisibone, zaliswa ukuthi zingene zisiphathele ukudla. Njalo akungimangalisi ngoba izolo kulojaka osebenza ikhroniko ungifonele buthumo uthe sengifonele engakhuluma into adifuna ukuyikhuluma ngamtshela ngathi wena uvele ungusomangasi. Ngavele ngikubona ufona sengikwazi ukuthi ukhona osekutshela amanga okuthi ungcolise inkokheli zethu. Kangifuni ukukhuluma nawe loba lokho okutsheliweyo, njalo uyefonela labo abakunike lowo mbono. Okwesibili, ngokokuthi umkhokheli wethu baba uChamisa uthe ebuya kobulawayo akula nkokheli eyodwa ekugoqela iprovinsi ake axoxa layo, ubuye ehamba ngomsebenzi akade ulandile. Njalo kulilungelo lakhe ukuthi enze umsebenzi onjalo ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi kulabo somangani. So kulezi nsuku kakululu ukwazisa abantu ukuthi ungaphi yangaphukela ngaphi. Akula muntu okade kwazi ukuthi umkhokeli wethu ukhona kobulawayo.
Manje ngokubona kwakho imbiko le ingaba ijongeni?
Imbiko le anti sonke siyazi ukuthi izanu isiphelelwe ngombono, isidinga izindlela zokubophanisa imisila inkokheli labalandeli. Kungcolisa nje, kungcolisa. Konke okukhulumayo kona kungamanga. Akula nto enjalo kuyakho engike ngayikhuluma. Njalo angikholi ukuthi shuwa ngile 40 years ngisebenza umbangazwe namhlanje nginganelisa ukukhuluma izinto ezinjalo kumphakathi ukuthi sengigula yini.
Elabotshwa lonke bona ke akula yini ongaba ekhulume khona lo?
Bebevele ngabeka bakho. Uyibona uSenator Tsepiso uhamba ngikomiti yakhe marriage bill. So kakho omunye oyinkokheli umama Masosha ube ngekho beseGwanda and ube ngekho la umhlangano nalo okhulunywa ngawo lo. Lo Senator uTsepiso la ube ngekho. Umasithole la ibe ngekho besemsebenzini. Laba abanye bakuma structures baphansi, u-Eliot ube ngekho, u-Sugar ube bekuyimi ngedwa kade ngikhona kumhlangano nalo. Njalo ubungaso umhlangano obekukhulunywa ngokuthi bezibotshiwe ubungumhlangano ukuthi sikhangele njengoba abantu bethunjwa kangaka yakobulawele kwazihlwantana abathunjiwe labazali abathunjiwe ukuthi senzeni njengenkokeli sithunjile abantwana besiyajayo.
Wona umumo unjani wona lo wokuthunjwa?
Umumo wokuthunjwa bakithi vele amathumba asemlonyeni. Sikhuluma kunje nje silomkhokeli wethu wabontwanga abambiza besithi ngumChina uthunjwe ngabantu bezane ekhwekhwe bembona igqoke i-t-shirt lesithombe sikamkhokeli wethu bamtshaye. Sikhuluma kunje nje simgcine eqalekile. So ubesesibhedlela ekhwekhwe General Hospital. Kodwa inkinga umbiko ezosihlangane lawo ngokuthi akulalona ukuthiwa yipilisi nje esibhedlela soneso. So iy'nkokeli zethu ziyagijimagijima kunjenje kuthi sizame ukuthi simdingile ukuthi ahambe lapho ezathola khona usizo.
UNkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngumgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDC ubexoxa ecingweni loChris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Sikhangele okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Iphephandaba leKroniko lithi umgcinisihlalo weZANU-PF uNkosikazi Opha Muchinguri Kashiri usechotoze elemelika esithi liyangenela kakhulu kundaba zeZimbabwe lisekela amabandla aphikisayo emizameni yokugenqula uhulumende. Iphephandaba leHerald lona lithi inhlanganiso ye-Apex Council isivumile ukwamukela isilinganiso se-76%. Uhulumende asanda kwengezelela izisebenzi zakhe iholo ngaso. Lanxa kunjalo, ezinye izisebenzi zithi kazilamukeli leli holo ngoba lilokhe liphansi kakhulu. Soku isikhathi senu balaleli lapho esilipha khona ithuba lokutsho yiloba yini okusenhliziyweni zenu.
Kalibonani kustudio 7, mina igama lami u-Adolf Shaba, ngilapha eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina isicelo sami esokuthi abantu beZimbabwe lebezalwane zeZimbabwe kwamele zivikelane njengalokho sokusenzeka lapho abantu bethunjwa khona, ngoba ngiyazi abantu ma bebambene noma kuthiwa yama-intelligence e-government anjani, abantu siyakhona ukuvikelana. Hhayi into yokwesaba ngaso sonke isikhathi sokuthi hhayi, ngoba le nto esiqalile manje ezwe lakithi yokuthi kuthunjwa abantu, kubotshwa abantu abangelacala, hhayi, sekufanele lathi sikuqede njengezakhamisi.
Sawubonani, nikhuluma noSithandazile Ncube. Thina le ndaba leyo ukuthi bathi sibuyele emakithi senze njani asiyazi ukuthi bafuna ini, just nje bayazikhulumela. Sokwaba yingxoxo yabo nje, singakuthathi ngenhliziyo, ugcine sesingasayi emsebenzini, singasayenzini into le bahlezi bayikhuluma. So vile bona abayenza into abafuna ukuyenza kwaphela, thina sinandaba, abayenza bafuna ukukwenza.
Ngithanda ukubingelela wonke umuntu okustudio, ngithi salibonani balaleli bonke lelokho zonke indawo, libala bababamba insimbi zamakhiwa ngakhona ngalesi amazweni, linjani bakhokheli bethu, nkosi zethu ezaphambili okufuze zizohlala izihlalo ngapha, linika abanye izinsimbi lizohlala izihlalo ngapha lina yini lingakwanisa. Ibe sengisithi balaleli, ibizwe lami nguSimon Ncube ekhansuka elupane endaweni yaseJotsholo engombani koNcube komguza. Ngile kukhathazeka kakhulu badala bami ezihlobo zami lapha. Kanti kungani ubandlululo lusiya phambili olokuthi shona Ndebele? Mina yimi yikho engibona ukwenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lokuthi abantu bebulalane besiya phambili umemetheke. Yikho engibona ukuthi umkhuhlane lo wenziwa ukukhoza khona lokhu ukuthi abantu banelokubandlululana badala, banelokubandlululana. So lapha thina sesibonile sananzelela ukuthi isizwe sikamthakazi siyaphela, isizwe sikamthakazi siyaphela. Kuyini badala bakhokheli lingaboni? kulo mdala lapho hlale jayele umuze khulume sithi yena kuyinganekani kuye abantu mabethu bayacatsha bayachaywa abantu bayatshontshwa ebusuku bayachaywa abanye bagelwe izinele ngamambodlela uthi kuye kuyinganekani ngibe ngithi izihlobo zami balaleli ninilalele ningiyakhuluma kade singithile umdala lowo umnyaka lowo ma ungaphela umbuso lowo kuyo ungamhlamukelanga angazi kodwa lwana ozange kuphele umbuso lowo ungamhlamukelanga lo mdala lowo ukhuluma njalo ngiyamhlonipha umzali wami ngoba umzali wami osezimbabwe wonke ngumzali wami kodwa but ngendlela okhuluma ngakhona kayazi ukuthi umbuso lowo kuwo ngithi uzotshisa ithukele yenza ikofi ngiyalitshela abadala bami umdala lo uzotshisa ithukele yenza ikofi ilizwe lizomhlamukela ngendlela owenza ngakhona kuzisa usizi ukuthi abanye abadala bethu benyamalala bechaywa yena ebesechazi kasisithi hhayi laba bantu ngabantu abawonileyo umuntu vele ma isigebengu lande ebusuku kodwa but badala bami lilalele indaba ezinjalo kodwa but sifuthelene kodwa akula ukuthi sizamenzani engumdala wethu kodwa sizambeka enkosini ukuthi lapho khona uNkulunkulu ezemzweni usisizi emtshengisa indlela yokuphila.
Salibonani Studio 7, salibonani maZimbabwe namahle. Mina igama ngu-Adrian Phiri, ngikhuluma ngisewange. Ngithi nami nginikeze umbono wami ngalokho kwenzakala elizweni lethu leZimbabwe. Mina ngithi alubana amaZimbabweni siyaba nomqondo oyi-1 singakhangela ubana lo uphuma kweliphi ibandla lo ngayiphi iphathi ngezanu kumbe ngo-MDC kodwa alubana siyaba nomqondo ubana sihlale phansi sikhulumisane ukuze sakhe ilizwe lethu. Umbono wami ngibona ngani singaphumelela ilizwe lingaphambili. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyalibingelela lonke balaleli be-Studio 7 usizwe lonke leZimbabwe. Mina igama lami ngunkwampazi ngiphumele eLupane emaguzwini. Kungcono ngikhulume kancane ngomthodi lo. Umthodi usuthi udla ngezani PF udubakala ubona yezwe ekhuluma ngenduku lezi ezamaphoyisa ezezetharaphilezi is part of intimidation ngokubotshwa okwenziwa abantu lo yi-human rights abuse yonke le ma sebekhangela abamezweni kuyenza ukuthi kube nama-sanction bebe sebekhala futhi bethi MDC yiyo eyenza ukuthi kube nama-sanction isebenzise ka-EDC fana labo chigumba omalaba bonke osilayigwana lapo abanye abasha elingakababona uThokozani Khuphi sebajoyinile indirectly. Ngiyabonga ngikhuluma ngingapha Thokoza Tosprit Mzansi.
Igama okhulumayo uDr Mbezi. Indaba yokungena emsebenzini le angiyiboni ngaphumelela njalo kumele bananzelele ikakhulu thina sibuya ngasezini sibaningi sisakhile ngakho nje ukuthi singapho ngokususwa kumbe abantu bangabuyela bekhe ekhaya overnight kube lula funa ibe long term plan yokubisela abantu ezimbabwe kube nendlela khona aluba bekungaba sokuright ezimo bekungekho kuhluphi abantu bayazibuyelela nje lula lula ngoba ungabheka even abantu abaphiwa amaphemisi babe more than 200 kodwa ungabheka manje inani selincane yebo abanye bangabashona abanye behlowrino kodwa iningi abanye bakhona abalishona babuyela isikhathi sejini ma into zingalunga vele i-solution yokuthi abantu basuke kwale-South Africa ikuthi kulunge lapho abavela khona.
Ninjani bantu baka Studio 7 nana balaleli nonke ninjani siyabonga kakhulu umsebenzi elisenzela wona nokuthi kube nabantu abangenayo abanye besilimukisa kodwa kube nabanye abantu abangena lapha ku Studio 7 abasilahlekisayo belokhu bebhizi besikhonolayiza abantu abafana nalo mdala lo zwakala kodwa elindebele kodwa kubambiza ugawula ngazi ukuthi yini lento ayigawulayo or mhlawumbe wayegawula amanye amandebele ngoba ubonakala lo muntu lo uvikela laba abantu basempumalanga engingadi ngithi mina kakhulu abangabezanu bebulala abantu bengenela abantu ebusuku ezindlini lokho besezinto yabayebenza kudala e-ground ekamgadi njalo uyakhohlwa yena lo muntu ugawule nje ukuthi ma singathi siyamu-investigata yena ngokwakhe ingqondo yakhe ifana neka-Jonathan Moyo. U-Jonathan Moyo manje sikhuluma kunje akahlali eZimbabwe wabaleka waye emazweni esingawazi ukuthi uwuphi sehlala egangeni wabale washiya iy'ngane zakhe washiya iy'hlobo zakhe.
La yabo ke bekungabalaleli bethu abasithumele imlayezo yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. Uhlangothi olubona ngendaba zeziphepheli ku-United Nations luthi kufe abantu abangamashumi amane duzane le-Libya ngemva kokubhewuka lokucwila kwesikepe ekade besigadile belubhekise ezwekazi le-Europe. Isivumelwano phakathi kwele Burundi lele Tanzania esokubuyisela izizalwane ze Burundi ezaphephela kwele Tanzania sokudale ukungahlaliseki phakathi kweziphepheli lezi. Ezinengizazo zithi zilokwesaba okukhulu ngoba zilakho ukulinyazwa kumbe ukuba sengozini alubana zithe zaphindela ekhaya. Sizigqibeke ezekuseni ngodaba oluhamba phambili eMelika. Ukungahlaliseki kumnotho eMelika kanye lokuzamazama komkambo wemali kuyaqhubeka, abanye besithi isimo silakho ukuba sibi ngamandla balahlekelwe imisebenzi. Lokhu kudalwe yimpi yokukhwezelana imithelo kwezokuthengiselana phakathi kweMelika leChina. Umongameli Donald Trump nguye oqale impi. Kambe iyophetha ngani? Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Kelvin Manduna.
Inkinga yokuthi impi le abayingenanga bele strategy in terms of planning ukuthi what are the long term objectives esiwalwelayo. Impi yangkhona as you see ilwiwa in a whimsical way. Lokuthi umphatha amandla uvuke and felt a certain way and he reacts is reactionary. So even bona on our side, abalimi and other business people, they have no predictability. They can't say what our objectives are to, these are the concrete objectives we are trying to achieve from each China. And it's this lack of clarity which makes it very difficult for them to understand in this trade war, what does that mean? It's not clear. And the last thing I would say, even abangani bemelika, the Europeans, uvele G7 kathesi umongameli, they are also starting to realize even bengabangani bemelika labo, they are not safe from impi a trade war lay from imelika.
Abantu abanengi abavotela uTrump bayakhala kakhulu ngempi yakhe le China, bathi iyababulala kakhulu kwezenotho. Abanye ngasebelahlekelwe imisebenzi, abanye ngasebengasela lapha bangathengisa khona into zabo. Ubona mhlawumbe bemhlamukela yini uTrump ikakhulu kuyiwa kukhetho oluzayo?
Well, ngingathi kuzahamba lokuthi ama poll numbers akhe amenjani. President Trump is very sensitive kuma poll numbers, and ama poll numbers lawa ngakazukutshengisa ukuthi ngani support yehla, especially kuma rust belt states wona lawa Midwest langapi way stronghold the base yakhe khona. He will see him reacting and trying to resolve the trade war lay. Ama China behlakamphile atargetile ama trade sanctions abo, ama tariffs on ama products which are produced by e base, izimota, agricultural products, ama soybeans wona lawa and so on. So baba chayile sibili lendugu on those products and which affected base, they were very effective. So yena, I believe ama numbers engatshintsha, he will react and start to look for a way to end this trade war in a way which doesn't show weakness.
Ubona kusiba lokuvumelana phakathi ekwayo iMelika le China balulungisise loludaba iphele impi yabo?
Angina optimism ukuthi kuzaba le agreement in the full sense. Ngibona ngani at best we will get a type of a detent, ngathi i ceasefire and maybe kuphelele khonapho as a ceasefire omunye yethu samathari somunye, but a trade agreement, a full one, I can't imagine, because into zangkhona which are be under dispute ziningi kakhulu. And you know, to get ama agreements lawa you have to have ama personality who are amenable to deal making, and if personality unfortunately umongameli is not one which is amenable to striking a deal.
Umnumzana Kelvin Manduna yincwethi kwezenotho njalo uqhuba izifundo zakhe ze-PhD e-Howard University khonapha eMelika.
Vamos a pisa, sama poisa, sama soja. Asnandava, abangante, asnandava, paia za silali.
Alexeni isikhathi sokulala ngapha, thina abanye sisebenza phakathi kobusuku. Linasiyazi liyavuka khona ngapho eZimbabwe, la kwezinye indawo amazwe achiyeneyo lapho elingaba likhona. Siyalamukela umsakazo wenu, umsakazo weStudio 7. Silethulela izindaba zekuseni lamhlanje nje kungolwesithathu. Nabanye ke singakalali isi right masihlabela lingoma sithi solale kuseni. Nxa usuvukile ngapho ekhaya uyakwanisa ukuyitshintsha lawo uthi sovuke kuseni.
Hey Dr. Malinga, siyalala nawa thula jena.
Dr. Malinga inkalakatha esicangu lindoda nxa sobugidwa lapha ekwaziye kuphakamisa unyawo kuphela, but hayi ukuhlabeleni lapha yingwenya, uyakarapa, uyashaya, uyahlabela. Usiqhubela ke izindaba zekuseni, singake hlukane sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla Ngwendiweni uzabuyela e-High Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi umahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail. ibandla leMDC lithi ingamanga imbiko yokuthi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale ukuzamazama phakathi kwalo. Kwanele kodwa likhumbule zikhona iza kusihlwa ngo-7:30. Mina lani asibeni sonke ekusasa ekuseni ngo-6:30. Olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo. Bichone kuhle.